Let's go live to Ukraine and check in with Joseph Lindsley. How have you been, Joseph? All right, we're going to try and reconnect with him. Joseph, I wanted to check in with you and see how things were, and I also wanted to talk about these robo-dogs that I read about in Popular Mechanics that are going to be helping the Ukraine army.
Hey, Wendy. Well, I'm glad we can talk now. And the connection difficulty here is a sign of life here. It's a sign of just how much destruction Russians have inflicted upon Ukraine's infrastructure. Very often, it's tough to have proper cell connection and internet. It comes and goes. And, you know, as I the place from which I'm speaking to you here in Odessa, on the Black Sea, a lovely seaside city, a little bit of New Orleans, a little bit of Paris, you know, it's very, very interesting, vibrant city. And, but the, you know, and as I look out the window, I can see the life of the city. I see people walking, I see traffic. But you know, so if you were to, at a first glance, it seems fine, but then you realize, you know, really how bad things are. I mean, frequent power outages, often with no notice, difficult, you know, connection problems. Today, the Russians sent missiles to the city of Dnipro and to places in that region. It's very heavy there. And I was speaking earlier today with people in Lviv, you know, which is quite close to Poland. Lviv is a very European city. You know, this, you know, the whole center of the city, there's no cars. It's a beautiful square. It's very walkable, a lovely city. And everyone is still shaken by what the Russians did 2 days ago, but, you know, sending hypersonic missiles into a residential neighborhood in the city of Lviv. I'm told that in Lviv, people, you know, instead of when random people, when you go into a shop or something, now people are saying, please stay safe, please take care of yourself. And that's the language that was had been normal in eastern Ukraine. And now it's the normal language in western Ukraine because of this increased intensity by Russia. And so, while we see, I mean, you know, Ukrainians, as you mentioned, the robot, like with the drones and the robots, Ukrainians, there's incredible innovation happening. And I know so many people that are working on these projects to improve their technology, to fight back against the Russians. And there's a lot of American investors who are paying attention to that and coming here. But if, you know, that can continue, but as long as there's no will for Ukraine to win, especially in Washington and Berlin and London, then this is not going to work. And I think that this really is a heavy feeling that people have here, that, you know, Ukrainians can keep resisting, but gradually their cities are going to be destroyed unless something changes. And one of the big topics, and it's something that President Zelensky raised today. There's a defense conference in Germany, and President Zelensky, you know, saying, you know, the U.S. Congress has approved, has given the White House huge leeway to support Ukraine. Both Republicans and Democrats in Congress have supported sending billions of dollars worth of weapons to Ukraine, and the White House is still refusing. And a lot of that money is due to expire at the end of this month. And it's not money, it's a valuation of equipment. And the president has the authority to choose how he values the equipment. He could say it's $200,000 for some type of weapon. And none of that authority is being used. And there's about $6 billion that people think has been spent on Ukraine that actually is not being utilized. The White House refuses to send those weapons and refuses to give Ukraine permission to hit the basis from which Russia attacks. And I think the view here is it's really, really bad unless that changes.
All right. Where are you? I mean, you're located in a place that's safe, I'm hoping. I worry about you all the time, Joseph.
Yeah, I mean, we don't know. I mean, it's, you know, the past month, really 3 weeks, the Russians have been precisely targeting, for example, hotels, where they know foreigners are, where they know NATO people might be, and they're achieving this, and it's really bad, and And so, you know, all the people that waved the Ukrainian flag and said, we support this country.
We may have lost him again. I can't. Joseph, if you can hear us, please stay safe and go to UkrainianFreedomNews.com to follow all his updates and to donate. I just am amazed he can even get through with a signal ever with all that stuff going on there. So, Joseph Lindsley, Bob will be back Monday. Joseph will be back. And please stay safe, which is what everyone in Ukraine seems to be saying to each other now as things heat up.